number 9532, the Blend Stop at Long Neck LLC, northeast of Road 299, southeast corner of Road 299A, within the Peninsula Development, a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure as office. Name and address.
Frank Connolly, 26971 Trinity Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
Are you about to give true or professional knowledge?
I do.
Mr. Chairman.
Good evening.
Members of the board, my name is Jim Urey. I'm with Fuqua and Urey. I'm standing in for Jim Fuqua tonight. This is an application for a special use exception. And as you know, Mr. Frank Connolly is with me tonight as the applicant that I'm representing. Mm-hmm. The application is for a special use exception for a temporary mobile home offices in the peninsula, within the confines of the peninsula itself. And as you know, the request is pursuant to Chapter 115, Article 5, Subsection 115.32A, which allows the board to permit temporary buildings for the use as a sales or rental office for the approval of real estate development within a subdivision. This request is for two temporary offices. One is a temporary real estate sales manager's office. The request is not to exceed 3 years. It's located in the Model Village within the peninsula, and the Model Village has only model homes, does not have any occupied residences at this time. And the size of this particular temporary office will be 36 by 54, which is a triple wide, and it'll be customized that I'll discuss in just a few minutes. The second temporary mobile home will be an employee's office, again requesting use for temporary for 3 years. It will not be open to the general public. It's a temporary use as an office for the golf employees until the golf clubhouse is completed, at which time those employees will relocate to the golf clubhouse, and this structure will also be removed. The size of this structure is 24 by 50, known as a double wide, and will also be customized. As I said, the peninsula is it's a gated community with a Jack Nicklaus signature golf course. It's been approved as an MRRPC community. The important thing I think for me to emphasize is that both of these temporary mobile homes will not be seen or cannot be seen from outside the peninsula. And both temporary homes will have facades and landscaping that are compatible with the existing structures and landscaping in the peninsula so that they blend into what you've seen down there to date. Mr. Chairman, may I approach the...
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
You may already have this in your file. I'm not sure. I made copies for the temporary structure that's going to be in the model area. And the yellow shows the lot that it's going to be located on, and the pink shows the actual size and location of the sales center. And just briefly, the second handout is the temporary office that's going to be used in conjunction with the construction of the clubhouse. We're asking the special use exception for the 3 years for each of these. And you may have, again, not to belabor this, but This is the general location of each one of them in the master plan for the peninsula. As you can see, it's all within the peninsula itself.
And they're asking for the temporary 3-year special use exception. Be glad to try to answer any questions.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
There's no kitchen area in these?
There is a small kitchenette in the sales manager's office.
Sales manager?
It has
come up to the mic.
A microwave and a dishwasher.
He should really be talking into the mic.
Sir, would you come up to the mic, please? Check it out. So there's a small kitchenette, you said?
Small kitchenette in the sales manager's office. It is, again, it's just a refrigerator,
mm-hmm.
a dishwasher, and a microwave. And for the record, that is also has already been reviewed and approved by code enforcement.
Mr. Mills. Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where the request will substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties, so I make a motion we approve both temporary structures for a period of 3 years.
And I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9532. That's both structures for a period of 3 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Case number 95.